So today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. If you know some of the background and history about Divine Mercy Sunday, the name St. John Paul II will definitely come to mind, and St. Faustina. But Divine Mercy has been around from the beginning. So you might say it's kind of like caught up in the lens of the new evangelization, because the new evangelization is about taking the same truths but presenting them in new and attractive ways. And so I think that's what this message of Divine Mercy does. It's re-evangelizing the good news of God's mercy, so that it's not just the same old, same old. We hear it, and it's presented to us in a different way, and our eyes are open. We're roused when it comes to this message of Divine Mercy. It's not just blah, 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 right? So we talk about Divine Mercy, its origins going back to St. Faustina in her diary in the 1920s, around the 1920s, when the Lord was speaking to her. One of the first things that the Lord said to her is that, "I wish for an image to be painted of this image of Divine Mercy," which actually the original there is next in the niche. No, it's not the original, but that's the image of Divine Mercy there, which was described to her by Christ and which he commissioned her to paint. And she actually had someone else brush the image. And then he said that he wanted on the Sunday that followed Easter, that it would be recognized and seen as the Sunday of Mercy. And then Pope John Paul II, he is the one who established and made it official that the second Sunday after Easter would be officially known as Divine Mercy Sunday. So just a little bit of the background there. When we talk about Divine Mercy and we reflect upon mercy, I think it's helpful to set it up and understand it as multidimensional, in the sense of Divine Mercy is vertical, and that's what we're most familiar with. Vertical is like God extending mercy upon me, right? So between myself and God. And that's what we hear in the gospel, because this whole message, or what Jesus does to the apostles, he says he breathes his spirit upon them, the Holy Spirit is given to them, and then immediately following up on that, essentially connected, he says, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them," right? So that's the establishment for us of the sacrament of mercy, which is the sacrament of confession. And that has everything to do with this vertical notion of mercy that I'm describing. It's like the mercy that God has for us. So very important, we get that. But I think there is another type of mercy that we are called and challenged to live that's not so easy and maybe not so attractive. And that I would call horizontal mercy, the mercy that we extend to one another. And they go hand in hand. And we know how many times in the Gospels that if we don't do the horizontal mercy, we're not going to receive the vertical mercy. In other words, if I don't extend the mercy to my brothers and sisters and those around me, then I won't be forgiven. So we cannot separate them. And so this horizontal mercy, we hear about really from the Acts of the Apostles, and today's, I guess I've been the first reading, right, of how the people lived in common and they shared everything together so that no one was in need. It was that their whole way of life, okay, so they came up with a concrete way of living that didn't really endure, but it was all driven by this understanding of horizontal mercy, is that we're all taking care of one another and we're one family and we're building each other up, right? So horizontal mercy. This is going to be an important message for us, because if you caught the news last night at First Vespers for Divine Mercy Sunday, Pope Francis presented a papal bull announcing a holy year, and so the holy year is going to start on December 8th of 2015, and it's going to be, guess what, a holy year of mercy. So it's all going to be, so there's going to be a lot of teaching and talk and preaching about the need for mercy. And we know this Pope, he is heavy on the theme of mercy and the importance of mercy. In the papal bull that he presented last night, he said that mercy is not something abstract, like an idea. As we know with this Pope, everything's very practical and concrete, right? So he's not a theologian like Pope Benedict XVI and John Paul II. He's very hands-on and practical. And in the papal bull, he actually gives examples of things that we can do to live out this mercy, what I'm calling on the horizontal level. He says, practical ways, do not judge or condemn. Avoid gossip, envy, jealousy. Have an open heart to the fringes of society. So practical ways that we can live this horizontal mercy. We've got to be really, and we have to be really intentional about it, because otherwise our default is not mercy towards one another. It's perceived justice. Perceived justice is basically, okay, give each person their due, but through my eyes. And we're usually the ones feeling like we're getting ripped off, right? So that's why I say perceived, because it's not real justice most of the time. Most of the time, you know, we make ourselves the victims. So an eye towards mercy. St. John of Avila, I think, gives a nice maybe structure or for, maybe lens is the best word for how to look at our neighbor. He says that we have to look at our neighbor through ourselves. So we have to pass through ourselves as we look at our neighbor. And what he means is that how do we look through ourselves as we look towards our neighbor? He says that basically every human being experiences bodily affliction, right? We have all kinds of physical suffering. And he says that we also experience in our souls ignorance and weakness, right? We're fragile. So we all have that in ourselves. And he says basically that because we experience that in ourselves, and that we don't want to be spurned in our weakness, but we want to be endured. We want people to be patient with us. We want them to understand. We want them to show mercy, he says. So we learn what our neighbor feels and needs. So we look through ourselves and then to what our neighbor needs. Because we're really good at that. Of, you know, I'm suffering, I'm struggling, you know, life is, you know what. And then he says, okay, so you're looking through yourself. Now I have a common experience with my neighbor. And so what I would want, I need to give to them. We also call that the golden rule, right? Treat one another as we would want to be treated ourselves. And so this is kind of exciting and something that I know, like, mercy is such a, you know, prominent message in the church, but really to revisit it and for it to be evangelized in our lives. And what would happen if we really took this to heart and began to live it at the practical level, and that mercy would not just be some abstract idea, as Pope Francis was saying, but would be lived out at the ground level, like the first Christians in the Acts of the Apostles. Maybe some of those experiments won't work, but there's going to be a lot of them that do. And where do we begin? In our family and in our parish.